an economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Twitch and YouTube are seeing record levels of live viewers. Let's get an update from Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on X as Tom Lason. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And every month, Nielsen produces a pie chart that kind of shows, breaks down who's watching what. And even though broadcast and cable TV are still kind of hovering around the 50% mark, it's very interesting to see who's kind of the breakdown of the streaming pie, and that these studios that have spent billions, hundreds of billions of dollars trying to get these streaming services off the ground are dwarfed still by YouTube and Twitch. And I think that is going to really change the way people watch video entertainment, maybe not today, but 15 years from now.
Yeah, you know, this battle has been going on for a long time, and it wasn't too long ago that over-the-top and streaming services actually eclipsed broadcast and traditional linear television. But to see how YouTube and Twitch break out, you know, it really is a phenomenon. And we talked about this not long ago. It's kind of surprising to me that the early movers in some of these technologies continue to dominate. And that includes Netflix, but also YouTube. But when I think about YouTube, I also think about how it's morphed over the years. You know, it was a free internet service that you just dialed up on your computer to watch crazy clips of things. It morphed into this OTT service available now on your television. Next, it morphed into this AVOD model, ad-supported, and now an SVOD, a subscription-based video on demand service that you can actually use to very effectively cut your cable and watch local television channels on and use as an aggregator for things like HBO and Max and Stars and MLB and some of the other services. And by the way, be the exclusive provider of NFL Sunday Ticket. So morphing through this process as the business models change, I think, is an important piece of this. And also the content that we can talk about that both YouTube and Twitch offer. So broad in the case of YouTube, so specific in the case of Twitch. Interesting.
We're talking to media analyst Tom Lason. I mean, this is the generational shift that's going to come maybe 15 years from now, and that is the vast majority of the TV audience, whether you've cut the cord and you're watching streaming exclusively, we grew up in the network television era. Seinfeld comes on at 8 o'clock. You watch sitcoms. You watch documentaries. You watch dramatic shows. You watch news. You watch sports. And these are all slickly produced professional products. The one thing that people did not anticipate, I think, is the 11-year-old watching somebody else playing Fortnite. And that might be the future of TV.
Yeah, it is so strange, and it just doesn't compute with people who are used to that highly produced, not only highly produced, but also appointment viewing. Setting your clock, or at least your mind space, to keep track of the clock to watch your favorite show. Having what you want, when you want, how you want, on the device you want, at the time you want, has always been the dream. And I think that's what these service providers, you know, have accomplished. They have cracked that nut. But I will say that three words are going to remain important going forward. And you're seeing this a little bit with YouTube: aggregating, integrating, and simplifying. We're going to have this sine wave that goes up with lots of choices and lots of demand, and it'll come back down with aggregation and simplification and aggregation, and then something else will disintermediate that in the future. The meanwhile, though, yes, this younger generation, all they watch is YouTube and Twitch. They don't go to some of these other services that even old folks, you know, in their 30s are now used to in terms of over-the-top services and things they're subscribing to. So, you know, I guess the one thing that's constant in all this, Rob, that we've been talking about over the years is change.
Yeah, you're darn right. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, thanks for joining us today.